I'm Terry, I'm an alcoholic.
Hey Terry.
And today is a very special day for me. 7 years ago today that my life changed.
It did.
It changed unbelievably. Let me give you a little before things. Is I grew up as a kid kind of wanting to do things my way. You know, first time I smoked weed was really good, you know, for me. And it kind of changed the course of the future of my life, kind of. It kind of took me into an area where I didn't have to listen to anybody or anything, not to God, to anything. You know, that I was my own person, yeah, but it gave me a false sense of feeling. And as I grew older, I tried alcohol. I loved alcohol. I liked everything that I probably shouldn't have liked, but I liked it. And it seemed like the more I grew, the darker things got. Randy had been preaching about this walking in the light. Well, it's hard to walk in the light when you can't see a light. You know? When you get where I got to, like I said, as life got on, I got to drinking more and more and jumped on this thing called the crazy train. Ozzy Osbourne sings a song about it, you know, and that's where I got to, and it was very dark up there. I got to the dark side of the moon where it was comfortably numb, very comfortable, no light. You didn't have to worry about anything, but there's a lot of things up there in that dark side of the moon, you know, and I felt comfortable living up there. And my life was great, I guess you would think. As an alcoholic, it was really great, you know. Using people, taking advantage of people, and just living life crazy without going into too much detail. Because I told Randy I was just going to talk a couple minutes. Last time I was up here, I talked about an hour, I think. Didn't want to do that again. Like I said, I got on that dark side of the moon, and my life really was really going bad. It really, you know, 52 years old. I ain't going to tell you all the things that have gone on in those 52 years, but it wasn't fun. Some of it was, but most of it wasn't. It was very heartbreaking when I look back at it now. You know, 52 years old, living at home with mom is not the future of most people. You kind of know life is not really good. Not that it was bad living with mom, but something had to change, and my life had to change. I started going to, when I moved down here 7 years ago, Thursday before Mother's Day, Thursday of Mother's Day. I moved down here from Northwest Arkansas, and God was working on me then. God's been working on my life.
Yes, He has.
For a long time. I wouldn't be able to be here today if He hadn't worked on my life for so long. And I started going to this group called AA, which AA in my book was for quitters. You know, first time I ever went to AA was back in 91, and I thought those guys were just crazy, and I'd never walk through those doors again. I told myself I'd never do it. But those guys were really fruitcakes. And I got in there and started going to AA, and I got to listening. And I swear I think they put something in my coffee because they kind of knew what I was thinking about in my mind. I'd go almost every morning. I'd go drunk most of the time, you know, or drink after I left the meeting, you know, for 3 months. And, I'd go in there and put my bug spray on and just walk right on in and, you know, try to fit in with everybody. And I got to seeing people that I would see in the meeting out in public. And I at first thought they were only sober for that hour that Cosmo meeting was going. They were sober for me. Because I was sober that hour, so to speak. I got to running into people outside. They were genuinely happy, smiling, just as happy as they were in that meeting that they were out in public. And I knew that something was different about their life compared to my life. Their smile was genuine. My smile was fake. And I was fake with a lot of things that I had going on in my life. And I got to thinking, August the 3rd of last, 7 years ago, I got to thinking about what this program teaches you about the AA is admitting that I was an alcoholic, something that I never wanted to do. But it came to that, that somehow or another, God was working on it. Kind of like to me, I think he was sitting there on his hands waiting to help. You know, but I had to ask for help. And August 3rd last year, 7 years ago, I don't know why I say last year. It just seems like last year. 7 years is, wow, a lot more than I ever thought I'd ever get. But I prayed an earnest prayer that night for God to relieve this burden, this alcoholism that had burdened my life for 30 years. 30 years had gone by. Things didn't get better. Things only got worse. But I prayed that night, and I earnestly prayed. And you know, I woke up the next morning, and I didn't desire to drink alcohol. And I haven't desired to drink alcohol since. 7 years later. And not like it was like being on that dark side of the moon and somebody just stuck a pinhole in the light in a cardboard or whatever shielded the darkness from me, from the light from me. It was like a pinhole. And once I could see that there was just a little bit of light, I was willing to go that direction just to see what this new life would be, you know, this walking in the light, so to speak, what Randy talks about. And here I am 7 years later, and I know God's still working in my life. And I wouldn't know that if I couldn't see the light.
Sure.
Like I said before, I came to this church not in the last 7 years, okay? But my life really changed. I'm going to tell you a quick story here real fast. And just to kind of tell you that God does work in people's lives. And it's the refrigerator story. Is it okay if I tell that real fast? Bought me a refrigerator a couple weeks ago. Offline. Let it go. $300. Guy says, it works. So I went and got it. Brought it home. It didn't work. So, contact a guy online, says, you know, refrigerator doesn't work. The guy goes, okay, well, no problem. I'll send my guy out there to work on it. I call out here, and Aaron comes up to my house. While the guy comes up there and works on it, I'm working. I leave. Well, by the time you get home, there'll be a bottle in your freezer. It'll be frozen. Get home. Refrigerator still doesn't work. So I call, send the text back to the guy. And believe me, this in the past would really mess with me really bad. That having to buy a refrigerator, it didn't work, yada, yada, yada. Contact the guy back. He sends his buddy back out here to look at it again. Still doesn't work. This is on a Friday, you know. So I've gone a whole week without a refrigerator, which is not too bad of a thing, but ice chest, I think. And so Friday, I sent him a text telling him that the refrigerator doesn't work and what do we need to do? I didn't get no response. Saturday morning. I sent him a text asking him to respond to my text. No response. Halfway through the day, I was starting to feel it. I wasn't going to let it bother me a little bit. And I'd lost $300 and stuck with a bad refrigerator. And done gave my other refrigerator away, and you know, it wasn't gonna bother me. And I called my sponsor, and he says, "Well, shoot the guy. Go to his house and shoot him, you know. And my sponsor's just a joker, you know. He's just funny as all get out. He says, no, I'll just deal with the $300 loss. Just figure it out. Later that afternoon, I was taking a shower and I was going, God, come on, help me. Help me with trying to figure out how I can live with losing this $300. And I could live without the $300, but losing $300 is a lot of money. I don't care who it is, but I didn't want to lose it. And just asked God to help me with it. And, got out of the shower, got to my phone, and the guy had sent me a text telling me, here's my number. Let's take care of this tomorrow. I'll give you back your money for your refrigerator. In the past, that would have drove me crazy. But today, I'm a whole different guy. I love life. I love being able to, you know, I get to do this Monday, Thursday night, brokenness aside. I love it. It carries me through struggles of my life. My life is not perfect. I have struggles just like everybody else. The only thing is I don't have to drink about it. I can rely on God, give it to God, and do my best to leave it in His hands, because believe me, I can make a mess of anything really, really fast if I have to deal with it. With that, Randy, I'm going to give it back to you, but thank you for the opportunity to share. Like I said, walking in the light.